Good morning, Symphony family. Let's turn to today's passage, 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, concerning spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be uninformed. You know that when you were pagans, you were led astray to mute idols, however you were led. Therefore, I want you to understand that no one speaking in the Spirit of God ever says Jesus is accursed, and no one can say Jesus is Lord except in the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are varieties of service, but the same Lord, and there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who empowers them all and everyone. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good, for to one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the one Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another the ability to distinguish between spirits, to another various kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. All these are empowered by one and the same Spirit who apportions to each one individually as he wills. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and all were made to drink of one Spirit. For the body does not consist of one member, but of many. If the foot should say, "Because I am not a hand, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. And if the ear should say, "Because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body," that would not make it any less a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would be the sense of hearing? If the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? But as it is, God arranged the members in the body, each one of them as he chose. If all were a single member, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, yet one body. The eye cannot say to the hand, "I am no need of you," nor again the head to the feet, "I am no need of you." On the contrary, the parts of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable, and on those parts of the body that we think less honorable, we bestow the greater honor, and our unpresentable parts are treated with greater modesty, which our more presentable parts do not require. But God has so composed the body, giving greater honor to the part that lacked it, that there may be no division in the body, but that the members may have the same care for one another. If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And God has appointed in the church first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, helping, administrating, and various kinds of tongues. Are all apostles? Are all prophets? Are all teachers? Do all work miracles? Do all possess gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? But earnestly desire the higher gifts, and I will show you a still more excellent way. Amen. This is one of my favorite passages in the Bible because it serves as a deep reminder of the necessity and the beauty of the body of Christ. I want you, brother or sister, to know that you are deeply treasured and needed in the body. It doesn't matter if you're on our staff, if you're a leader in our church, or if you come out to our church from time to time. You are important and needed in the body. God created all of us with various giftings of the Spirit. No one has all of them, and all of them are empowered by God alone. And the purpose of these giftings is for the common good, to edify and uplift the body. Paul lists a bunch of giftings, but how do you know what gifting you have? The simple answer is, well, you have to be in community to find out, because all of them are related to one another. It cannot be revealed and practiced only in solidarity, as the purpose of it is to uplift the body. Ask the Spirit for your giftings to be unveiled and be in community to have them be confirmed. Paul uses the analogy that we are one body with many members. It doesn't matter if you're a Greek or Jew, slave or free, all are one and are made to drink of one Spirit. And each part is important. You might think, like Paul says, well, I'm just a hand, I don't belong to the body, or I'm an ear, I'm not like an eye, I don't belong. But Scripture says otherwise. I'm borrowing this example from Pastor Chan from his talk last month at New Song, but you may feel like you are just a toe. I'm just a toe, I'm not that important. But he gave the example of the legendary basketball star Shaquille O'Neal, who had a devastating injury in 2022 to his toe. He was completely out and had to get surgery. Every part of the body member matters, and you do too. Now, do you remember when Avengers Endgame came out? It had this epic battle scene where it was all of Thanos' army against Captain America, and it's looking pretty grim for Cap. He's completely outnumbered by the thousands, and he's nearing his end. Until the portals open to reveal the rest of the Avengers and all of the other superheroes who came to fight for good. It's an incredibly epic and iconic scene that gave shivers when I first watched it in theaters. And I think that scene resonated with so many people because, one, there's this realization that you can't do it alone. It's impossible to fight by yourself. Even the Captain America was unable to win. But two, there's something so beautiful and profound about watching people come united together with one mission, each living out their giftings and powers, covering one another's weaknesses and helping one another for good. And that's what the church is supposed to be. The church is one body. Verse 26 says, "If one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together." Now, with all that said, the church historically has not always done a great job living this out. We even saw last chapter Paul rebuking the Corinthians for division and fractions within that body. So with that, here are some reflection questions for today. One, are there ways that I'm causing division or strife within the body? Are there ways that I'm judging or maybe ignoring people that I don't necessarily want to talk to or interact with? Are there ways where we are causing more division than unity? And on the other hand, too, are there ways that I can uphold and partake in the unity of the body, specifically with our giftings? Whether it's in your microchurch, at Encore, at New Song, or any of our gatherings, let's practice unity in the body by showing hospitality and compassion to one another, and also to exhort the body through our giftings, whether it's through serving or through small interactions we may have with one another. During prayer times, I encourage you to reach out, perhaps to someone you don't even know, and pray for them in the Spirit. Listen to the Spirit and ask how to pray for your brother and sister. Give exhortations to uplift one another in Christ. Outdo one another in brotherly love. So with that, let's commit this day to Him. Let's seek opportunities to uphold and partake in the unity of Christ. Let's pray. Lord, we thank You that You are the head of the church. You're the one empowering us through Your Spirit. I thank You that in You we find belonging, and in Your body we also have a place too. I pray that You would help us to live out the unity of the gospel today as we demonstrate Your humility and servant heart to those around us. We love You, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.